Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
WFAN! All right, let's go! Tommy Lugauer! Lugie! The Yankees embarrassed themselves on and off the field today. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. The Yankees embarrassed themselves on and off the field today. Let's start with on the field first, as they got absolutely smoked by the Cardinals. A game in which they fought back, they gave up a touchdown after they tied the game, and got completely embarrassed. I believe they gave up 375 hits, they gave up 27 runs, and they got ran off the field as they lose another series. Let me start with Juan Soto. I know it's sacrilege to rip this guy, and he's an elite player. He's a top five player in the sport. He stinks in the outfield. And I've been saying this all season long, and I basically been told to shut up when I mention it. He's horrible in right field. He is a great, I mean, just all-world hitter. He is atrocious in right field. And it was on full display today. I mean, he looked absolutely lost on three or four plays. Two of them were very critical in the game. He just looked like he's never played the outfield before. So I know the guy is basically, you can't say anything bad about him, and that takes nothing away from how great he is. He just is not good in the outfield. And he cost them the game today with his poor play. And you got to hear Aaron Boone after the game basically being asked about whether the weather played factor. I mean, please. I mean, they didn't play in a monsoon. It was cloudy. Let's relax with the excuse making. And it wasn't Aaron that said it. I mean, he was being asked about it, whether the weather played into it early on, and then the sun came out. It was a typical summer day. I mean, it was cloudy for a little bit, and then the sun came out. And then guess what? The sun will go down, and then as Annie said, the sun will come up tomorrow. So I don't want to hear about the damn weather, whether that played a factor in Juan Soto's outfield. He just was bad out there. I think he's sub-average, below average, for sure, in right field. He's just not very good. Now, he makes up for it tenfold with the bat, and he wins you a million games with the bat, but today, he lost you the game with the glove. And Nestor Cortes was bad again. It was bad Nestor. He bounced back a little bit in his last couple starts, but he was awful again. He is not in the circle of trust. Rodon is not in the circle of trust. Now, you're going to get Heal back. You're going to get Clark Schmidt back soon. And Aaron Boone was asked about it after the game about the rotation. And quite frankly, and Aaron, you know I love you, you gave a snarky response to it. He was asked in his post-game press conference, Aaron Boone, after he said, you know, it's all in front of us, one step in front of the other, and it sounded like, he sounded like positive Tommy, quite frankly, positive Aaron Boone, giving you all the positives, he was asked about the rotation, and he kind of gave a snarky response. Well, we'll see, none of them are up here yet, as far as Heal and Schmidt, I mean, come on, move Heal to the bullpen, which I've been screaming about for months, that's number one, and Clark Schmidt, to me, is going to be a major factor for this team right now, because you have two guys in this rotation that you cannot trust. I mean, Nestor Cortes and Carlos Rodon, you cannot throw out there in October against the Astros, let's just say, for example, you cannot do that. These guys can't get out mediocre teams, and that's what this is, and it's really, to me, embarrassing, because when the calendar flipped to August, I thought the Yankees, and I think a lot of you out there would agree with me, I thought the Yankees were going to just pummel the teams in front of them. It was a very, very soft schedule. When the Yankees were playing bad baseball in July, I kept saying it's all right, because August, the schedule loosens up. Like, loosens. I mean, they play bad teams. I figured they'd win 20-something games. I thought they would absolutely cruise their way through the month of August. They got Jazz. Stanton was coming back. And I figured, all right, this is where they're going to start to take care of business. They are going to dismantle teams. And frankly, that did not happen. The Yankees have now lost 4 out of 5. They went 14-12 in August. And in their last 67 games, they're 30-37. That is bad. There's no other way to slice it. They played awful teams. Teams that should be mentally checked out, that have no business winning games, that don't really want to win games, that just want to get to October. They want to get to Aruba. They want to get to the golf course. They want to get to vacation. They played the White Sox, who we know are just embarrassingly, pathetically awful. Nothing against them. They just have no talent whatsoever. The Yankees, what, they went 2-1 in that series. Then, against Detroit, they lost the series. Cleveland, all right, 2-1. Colorado, 2-1. And then you lose the series against Washington, and now you lose the series against St. Louis, 9-8 in a very, very winnable stretch. I'm sorry. That is a stretch when I gave you the White Sox, the Tigers, the Guardians, the Rockies, the Nationals, and the Cardinals. Besides Cleveland, all of those teams stink. Now, they stink to varying degrees, but they all stink. And the Yankees did nothing in that stretch. And now they're a half game up on the Orioles. And it feels as if, let's be real here. The Orioles are so fraudulent. And I've been telling you that for a while now, too. The Orioles are so fraudulent. And they're going to be very good for years to come because they have young talent and they have an owner that wants to spend money. But they're fraudulent this year. If the Orioles were able to put together any type of baseball over the last couple of months, the Yankees would be out of it as far as winning the division. The Orioles have just been so putrid that it's almost given the Yankees false bravado because the Yankees have no business, and I understand it's only a half a game, they have no business being in first place. They are not a first-place team. If you compare them to every other team that's in first place, the Yankees are probably the worst of every first-place team. I mean, spot the lie there. 30 and 37 in the last 67 games. 14 and 12 in August in a very, very easy schedule. And they've lost four out of their last five, including losing a series to the Nationals, who are horrible, and then a series here against St. Louis, who stink. So, I mean, it's bad all the way around. Bad defense today, bad bullpen. You battle all the way back against a team that's playing for nothing. And you give up a touchdown. I know college football's back, but you shouldn't be giving up touchdowns to teams like the Cardinals, who don't hit, who don't score a lot of runs, who have a lot of weak hitters in their lineup, and they go out and put, 14 runs and 800 hits. And they completely embarrass you on the field. Now, as far as off the field, and 888-808-1019 is the number to call, this is the Yankees. This is the greatest franchise in the history of sports. The best players in the Yankee organization should be taking the field every single night. And that's just not the case. Jason Dominguez needs to be up here. And the fact that he's not is a joke. And I don't want to hear any reasoning. If it's about draft picks, about money, whatever the case may be, it's not good enough. He should be here. He should be in the lineup every single night. He is one of the best. I mean, all we heard about, this is the next Mike Trout. This is the next Mickey Mantle. His just measurables, his talent, his scouting report was through the roof. And yet here we are, and the Yankees could sure as heck use him, and he's not in the lineup. He's not with the big club. Why? No reason that Brian Cashman, Aaron Boone, or anybody in that organization could give right now is not good enough. And I don't know why, but this is the case. The Yankees have no sense of urgency. That's from the top to the bottom. Let me explain something here. Aaron Judge is an all-world player. Aaron Judge is just putting up stupid numbers. But Aaron Judge is 32? He's going to be 33, right? I think that's after 32 you turn 33. Unless he's Benjamin Button, of course, and he's aging backwards. He's in the prime of his career. How many more years like this are you going to get out of Aaron Judge? Juan Soto, is this his only year in the Bronx? So, to me, the Yankees have to look at it where you look around baseball and a lot of the teams have been mediocre. And what I mean by that is up and down. There's been, the Dodgers, obviously they're red hot right now, but they've had their struggles. The Phillies have been up and down. The Astros, we know, got off to a bad start and now they've been like red hot for seemingly a few months. So, the path to a World Series title is not as rocky as it's been in the past. You have prime Aaron Judge. You don't know how many more of those you're going to get. You don't know if you're getting any more years of Juan Soto on the Yankees. So what better time than now? And your franchise has not won a World Series for your standards in forever. But that there's no sense of urgency. None. You don't have Dominguez up here. You got to hear after every single game that you're putting one foot in front of the other, whatever the heck, it sounds like a Taylor Swift song. And you got nothing that shows that there's any kind of spark. There's just, they're just going through the motions. And like I said, you had a very easy schedule in August, and the Yankees did nothing with it. They squandered it. And because the Orioles are so bad and so fraudulent, they haven't let the Yankees pay for it. But we'll see now in September, perhaps they will. And look, it's not, you want to win a division title, you want to win 100 games, those are all nice. It's about winning the World Series. The point is that you got about a month left here in the season. Does this look like a World Series team? Let's work backwards. Does this look like a team that's beating the Astros, your final boss? You can't even beat the Cardinals. You can't even beat the Nationals. It's just bad baseball. It's embarrassing baseball, and it's just not good enough. It's not good enough for the standards of the Yankees. It's not good enough for the standards of you, the fans, that, you know, go to the games and do all that and root for this team. And when you root for the Yankees, the standards should be and are through the roof. And this just doesn't cut it. This just feels like the same old tired song and dance. The only difference between this season and others is that you got Juan Soto now. That's about it, which is a lot, don't get me wrong, despite him being bad in the field. But there's just no urgency. There's no other gear with this team. And that's what they've lacked forever, is that next gear, taking it from one to the other where it's like, whoa, all right, here we go. Here come the Yankees. Everybody watch out. It was a brutal and tough day for across the board. If you were at the game, and by the way, I mean, I'm listening to the game. I'm watching and listening to it in the newsroom. On one of the home runs, I'm thinking, I guess Aaron Judge caught the ball because I hear like cheering. And then all of a sudden, no. How many Cardinal fans were at the game today? And look, I get it. It's summer. It's Labor Day weekend. You take a trip. You come to New York City. It's a good time to come to the city Labor Day weekend because there's not as many people in the city. 4th of July, Memorial, Labor Day are good times to visit the city because it's not as crazy and hectic as it normally would be the other times of the year. But man, I was like, this game is in St. Louis. I mean, you heard cheers. You heard all that. And obviously, there were a ton of Yankee fans there. But there were plenty of Cardinal fans. And yeah, look, the Cardinals got another hit here. I'm watching on the game. Oh, wait, that's a replay. Yeah, so you just got completely and utterly embarrassed. The best players in the organization are not up here. You didn't get it done in a month that you should have got it done. You haven't been playing good baseball for months, and they just haven't been able to get it into gear. And if you think they're just going to snap their fingers and everything's going to change late September and early in October, then you're a pie in the sky. You're dreaming big because this is not a team that looks like they're going to be able to beat the best of the best across baseball. Forget the National League. We'll worry about the American League. Now, like I said, the Astros are your final boss, but are the Yankees going to get through a team like Cleveland or Kansas City even at this point or even Baltimore? I don't know how you can have that kind of confidence because for what I'm seeing right now outside of course, Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, there's not much to like. Now, Rizzo gave you something today, but that's, I mean, you're basically replacing DJ LeMahieu, which is not replacing much. And DJ obviously had a very nice career, age, injuries, and just, yeah, that pretty much father time defeated DJ LeMahieu. So you're going to get a shot in the arm with Anthony Rizzo. As bad as Rizzo has been for a while now, and you don't know what the concussion and injuries and stuff like that, again, age with Rizzo as well, he's at least going to give you something where DJ LeMahieu gave you nothing. So you get a little shot in the arm there. But outside of Judge and Soto, what do you have here? What exactly do you have to hold your hat on or to hang your hat on? Not much. And this was just a bad day. And like I said, it started with the Dominguez news. And whether the Yankees have been saying it for a while, and if a lot of you weren't stunned, surprised, I don't care. This, to me, again, goes back to you're not listening to your audience. And look, we're not all here to run the team. We're not all general managers, even though we feel like we are. But the bottom line is, if you want to put a championship-caliber team together and you're the Yankees, this is not the Pirates where you make business decisions because, unfortunately, that's just how some baseball markets run themselves. It's the Yankees. Get Dominguez up here. You could sure as heck use his bat in the lineup, that's for sure.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.